turundusdoktor aitab.
And our last topic today sounds like that. Our national smoke sauna was one of the objects that was listed in UNESCO cultural heritage list. I do own a small tourism farm with a smoke sauna in Võrumaa in southern Estonia. How should I market the smoke sauna is the question.
If I can start this time, I have only one suggestion to be short.
A lot of smoke.
No. Build a bigger one. And why? Because I was looking from internet what kind of information one can find about saunas and smoke saunas from TripAdvisor and from other places. So the only thing, almost only thing that came out was in Kuopio in Finland, the smoke sauna that had 100% of suggestion level. Everybody suggested it came out from different places, and this sauna was for 100 people. So they can sell it for different groups. They can put everybody. It's fun and it's really original, but it's big. So my suggestion is make at least for 150 people.
That's a good suggestion.
Rolf, what would you think? What should a person do with a smoke sauna in southern Estonia? How to attract more tourists?
First, I heard that it did come on the cultural heritage list, and I didn't know that it know anything about it. I thought that was fun in itself.
Okay.
It's as you said, Raul, I've heard about the Finns. They're always within in the sauna. I didn't know that the Estonians also were. So, what would you do? You'll have to take first, Anna.
Okay. What I would think is that it's very good that you have one sauna. But as Raul told, it probably might be a problem because probably your sauna fits, I don't know, two people or three people, maximum four. This was a kind of average size of the family, and usually not everyone was in the sauna at the same time. So it means that for a big tourist group, it's too small. But I think that there are, if not thousands, but for sure hundreds of smoke saunas in southern Estonia. What I would like to suggest you, and even in northern parts probably, what I would like to suggest you is just try to cooperate, try to create a map of smoke saunas and to become stronger by that, that you really show that this is our cultural heritage. Wherever you go, you can find the smoke sauna. If not all the group fits into one sauna, maybe you can find in the nearby areas different saunas that people can have a rest and really, really feel the experience, because it is completely different compared to the Finnish sauna or compared to the Turkish sauna. So I think that in cooperation, you will gain more than just trying to market your own small smoke sauna. But of course, important is also that every one of you, both you as well, have very good signs pointing that there are the smoke saunas. Because we Estonians, of course, if you look at the house, you even don't know is the smoke sauna there or not. But the foreigners for sure won't understand which one, where should they go to. So I think that put good signs, put the smoke saunas on the map and market it as a kind of sauna route or build a kind of, I don't know, cultural heritage route about that. You can also talk about how was the smoke sauna invented and how does it work, because there is a bit different kind of logic. So I think there is a lot of talking may do, and by that way you can really commercialize the experience in a better way would be my suggestion.
I would agree on that too. And then you should use the boats going from Sweden or over to Estonia, because the Swedes do like to go in sauna also. And as I didn't know, probably there is a lot of more that don't know about it.
Most of the people who don't know, yeah.
But and to build an experience around the sauna with those things that are important in your culture, to make an experience of going to make it something big and great.
So thank you a lot for the nice ideas today. Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio.
Teili endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.